May 2019's Small Studio Sessions Group is Robots and Magic Powers. WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer introduces us to members of the band as they talk more about their unique sound and the creative way they share their music with listeners.
Jeremiah Little needed to find a way to reconnect to music. He'd been both a singer and guitar player in a number of bands, but then years went by while he dabbled in videos and cartoons.
You know, I wasn't doing a lot with my life, so I was just like, gotta get a band back together, gotta get the creativity going and stuff.
And just like magic, he reconnected with bass player Davina.
I just said, hey, will you join the band? Oh, by the way, it's called Robots and Magic Powers. And she's like, what? And so I'm like, it's Robots and Magic Powers. And she's like, oh, okay. So,
why not? I'm not doing anything.
Jeremiah knew Ceres from her work as a visual artist. When he discovered that she also played the keyboards and the cello, he asked her to join the group.
I was kind of one of those people that just, you know, I'd play in my house, but, you know, not in front of anybody.
We started looking for a drummer. A couple weeks later, JJ calls me, and we have a really good talk. And
yeah, we actually, I was looking for an original band to play with, and then he said Robots and Magic Powers, and I thought, well, that's interesting. And then we started chatting, and we shared a really cool UFO story. And after that happened, because I have to tell that story, that's pretty much what sealed the deal. I was like, this is destiny. We saw the same UFO at the same time. We have to be in a band together.
Together, Jeremiah, Davina, Ceres, and JJ create what they call sonic rock.
I don't know. I'm just I'm a visionary, I guess. And I just think it's this band name just has given me so many visions of, you know, what we could actually do with it and what we could explore and stuff. And I think Ceres being an artist and JJ being an ideas guy, and Davina giving
being
us
crazy
ideas too. It's just, we work so well together. There's no fighting. There's never any bickering. It's just, what can we do for the band? What can we do to take us to the next level?
That next level includes a Robots and Magic Powers zine. Ceres created their own custom comic book that comes with their CDs.
She kind of drew us all as cartoon characters, and we had to come up with this weird visionary idea about how we're in the future. And, you know, it's fun. It's just super fun to just.
It's awesome that we just get to keep creating. And the bigger that it gets, like you said, it's the videos, it's the all the pictures and everything that we do is about that. And in the stage show, you know, I think it doesn't matter where we play. We pull out stops for every single show, even if there's two people there, it doesn't matter. And that's really what makes us, you know, kind of thrive and excited.
I mean, everyone's seen a guitar player, a bass player, a drummer, so just adding some kind of visual element to it, which is, you know, their kind of, their artistry coming through, it, I think, makes it unique and gives people a different kind of experience than just, oh, I went and saw a local band. It's like, that was something different, you know, whether they can put their finger on it or not.
For WFYI News and Small Studio Sessions, I'm Jill Dittmeyer.
You can see Robots and Magic Powers and hear more of their interview at our website, wfyi.org/smallstudio. Small Studio Sessions is made possible in part by Sun King Brewing.